Hello, good morning. Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Ben. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hey, my name's Anthony. How you doing?
Hello, Anthony. Doing great, Anthony. Good morning. Good afternoon to you. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. So I got a couple questions. I've lost my login and password for my dashboard.
Okay. Let me send that.
And yeah, if you could do that for me, I'd really appreciate it so I can see how it's going with the ad. And I had one more question I was wondering if you could help me out with.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Go right ahead.
All right. So it's looking good what the other guy I talked to. He got me up there. My thing says sponsored. I'm like up on the list, which awesome. But the only problem is how do I get it to stay sponsored across, so if I Google, well companies in Fruitland Park, I'm up there. But if I Google well companies in Lady Lake or Wildwood, I don't pop up sponsored. Is there something else I have to do to be able to come across those?
Well, let me see. We would just need to, set up the service areas. Of course, as you can imagine, the budget that we set up is, related to the amount of clicks and the amount of traffic in certain areas, right? So let me see. I have Bellevue, Bushnell, Eustis, Fruitland Park, Lady Lake. Let me see what else.
Yeah, those are right. I was just wondering why don't I pop up sponsored in those areas?
Which ones? Which ones you don't? I'm sorry.
Just the only one I pop up on sponsored is Fruitland Park. I don't, if you put in Leesburg or Bellevue or Umatilla, I don't come up as sponsored on those. I was.
Okay. Let me see. For example, for the past, from when the ad started, which was September 29th, let me see. We've had the ad printed 480 times. So it's been loading on the screen 480 times, out of which you got 17 clicks, right? Most of them, they were searching for water well services or drilling services. Those are the two most common searches. Now, the areas where it was most commonly searched, I have Orlando with 97 out of the 480, Ocala, the Villages, Leesburg, Groveland, Dunnelton, Wedgefield, Winter Park. You got 14 impressions there, and it just keeps dropping down. We have 41 areas, right, listed. So, within the amount of, you are listed there, but the ads rotate, especially depending on the budget that the competition may be using. But it is listed. If you'd like, we can focus the ads to certain areas so we don't, to less areas, so we can just get the ones that we really want instead.
That seems like, yeah. I mean, where would it?
Because Orlando's the biggest one, right? 97, it's loaded 97 times within since September from now.
Right, but that fluctuates, right? That changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, depending on where the searches are coming from, it's just taking from the service area that we got set up, plus the ones that we added, right?
So it. So I guess it's more money, is what I'm saying, to pop up on all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's because you're popping up on all of them. But it all depends on demand, right? Since there's a lot more people in Orlando, right? And there's a lot more going to Orlando, let's say. But since we have, for example, all of Lake County, all of Marion County, Orange County, Sumter County. I mean, there's a lot of areas within that, right? So you recommend either you can do a bigger budget, right, which is that will help, or we can focus the ads to and you know to be a bit more specific with the service areas.
Yeah, I would prefer to have it stay in Lake County.
Lake County?
I mean, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because I can either set up a mile radius or set up the county, right? So, I mean, that was, if you make the, with the budget that you have, you know, to Lake County, since it's not including the, let's say, the metropolitan area of Orlando, that could be a way to do it.
Yeah, can we make it so it's Lake County and Ocala?
Uh-huh, okay. Okay, so Lake County and Ocala, Florida. Okay, one moment. Mm-hmm.
And on your professional of doing this, how much more would I need to raise my budget?
So usually when you set it up, I see you added the $300, right? So the $300 usually are about, usually divided in about $10 to $15 a day, right? The spent that we have, right, for the amount of clicks. So, for example, you've been getting the 29th, you got one click. The 22nd, you got one as well. I mean, October 2nd and October 3rd, you got three clicks. So it's you let's say capping it a little bit, you know, the amount of impressions is one thing, but what's important are the clicks, right? So the impressions are everywhere, right, within the service areas. So, but the if you want to do, for example, $20 a day, well, you're doubling that, right? So instead of averaging from 1 to 3 clicks, you can average from, you know, from 2 to 6, right, or 3 to 6. And with that comes a lot more visibility.
Okay, and so what are you saying, $600?
I mean, we have customers that do, for example, like to do it weekly so they can, you know, keep account and a certain accountability, or they like to, if you do the monthly, like we said, you already did a 300 monthly. I would recommend, you know, if you can do at least 300 more, right? Basically doubling that. Like we said, the impressions would be a lot more too, right? Since obviously Google is going to put your ad out there a lot more, so you can get the clicks that, to charge you. They don't charge you for the impression, right? They charge you per click. So it's certainly going to help.
And I can do this on a monthly basis?
Yeah. Yeah, you can set it up on we set up the budget on a monthly basis. That way we have our team to make sure that you never go over, right? And we'll keep a good eye on the ad to see how it performs. Usually, you know, from what we know, between 5 to 10 clicks, that's usually a job, right? Already there. So, you know, obviously what we want is for you to get the most out of that investment.
And doing that, it's going to pop up more on different sites, like different areas?
Yes, correct. Because you're going to have a bigger budget. So Google's going to put the ad out there more to, you know, actually charge you.
Okay, so this is awesome. Well, I'm getting married this weekend, and I really don't want my phone blowing up while I'm getting married. So maybe I can call. I'll call you back after, and then pay. So this is another thing. So my bill isn't due till when of this month for the $300 again?
Well, the $300 are due to run out. Let me see. Usually last about 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks. So you paid them on the 28th. So they're set to the 300, which is the ads budget. They're set to run out anytime, you know, either on the between the 23rd to the 26th, right? That's when they're set to run out. I mean, I can set up a follow up call. Congratulations, by the way. And set up a follow-up call so we can, you know, just focus on you guys, and then we can move forward if you'd like.
Yeah, no, most definitely. That's definitely something I want to do. I definitely want to do that.
Okay. No, sounds good. When would you say it would be good for me to call you back?
Well, the thing is, I'll be back. Where are we at?
We're back on the 18th.
I'll be back the 18th. So.
That's when
I'd want to do it, but then, and this payment, then it would be $600, correct?
Yeah, I mean, if you'd like, we can pause the budget that you currently have as well. We can also pause them.
No, I want to stay up there.
Okay.
I want to keep it going, and I will, are you going to call me back?
Yeah, I can call you back.
Yeah, man, what was your name again?
My name is Ben.
Ben? B-E-N?
Yes, sir.
Ben. Okay, I got you. Yeah, if you want to call me back, what did you say? The 18th of this month, and I'll go ahead and do the $600, whatever I'm doing now, for $300.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead and set the ads so we can get more traffic. Okay, no problem. So I'll give you a call back then. Do you prefer, we're open from 10 to 7. Do you have a best time, let's say, for me to call you?
Well, I'm in Florida. So
yeah, 10 to 7 Florida time.
10 Florida time is fine.
10 Florida time? Okay.
Checking out of the hotel.
It's fine.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll go ahead and set that up.
What day is it again? The 18th?
Yeah.
The 18th. But then every month it's going to be the 18th? Because, like, right now you said it's from the 23rd to 26th when this will run out.
Yeah, I mean, on average, it lasts between 3 to 4 weeks. So I would say that they should be running out anytime between the 23rd to the 25th, right? So that's when if you want to add a bigger budget, if you want to, let's say, re-add your budget, that would be the time to do it so they don't stop, right? So we can keep them consistent.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, we'll do. Yeah, give me a call. Can we do, 1 o'clock? Would that be okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's do 1 o'clock on the 18th.
Okay. All right, no problem. I'll go ahead and set that up on the schedule. I'll give you you'll receive an invitation. If you have any questions or if you need me to give you a call at another time, you can always text us or send us an email, okay?
All right, Ben, I appreciate it, man.
No problem. Again, congratulations. You enjoy yourself, and will you take care out there, okay? Been a pleasure.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Likewise.
Okay. Bye.